7. Calvin Gilfallon, CEO of the Castle of Good Hope. How are you doing? Happy Heritage Day for tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you, my friend. I know I'm coping. I we all come from a very difficult period. I don't know if any of my friends didn't lose a family member, so we deal with that and we must soldier forward. Thanks, man.
And we must also deal with government departments as well.
Of course.
You've called in to talk about Heritage Day and the castle. I know that independent and small museums have been struggling over the last 18 months trying to get people, you know, to come and visit. The tourists, you know, aren't here. I'd like to know what you guys are planning at the castle for Heritage Day tomorrow.
Yes, we are one of those struggling institutions, né, because 80% of my income to fund operations come from tourists. Then we're on the red list of the UK, when there's red list, so we don't see them. But, you know, but we don't think tourists only. We think domestic. We think Khayelitsha, Nyanga, Constantia. What do we do for them to appreciate their heritage, as difficult as it may be? And this year particularly, it's about the intangible heritage. In other words, music, song, dance, folklore, and that. And so tomorrow we have a bumper program where we have, you know, groups from Yamakosa, from Khayelitsha, from Hout Bay, from Nyanga, from all over that will perform. And the castle is, of course, for free. People can come in for free. We will, of course, control it because we can't have more than 500 people at a time here. But those who come and can come, we'll find like a moment of peace in a very unpeaceful world for a couple of hours or so. Yeah.
Gosh, how have you managed to rebrand the castle? The castle in its history is a very violent and painful history as a site of imprisonment and torture. How do you make those very important stories, for lack of a better word, I'm going to be very, very flippant here, but a fun space? What is fun about the traumatic, you know, colonial era history?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. The first is to acknowledge that history was armed colonial conquest. There was nothing pleasant about that. It was about the displacement of people. It was the maiming, killing of people. So once you make that kind of foundation, that we all have agreement around that, because that was also contested. Some people, you know, I don't want to mention names, say that colonialism wasn't all good, wasn't all bad. So once you're at that place, you can deal with the past. So what I'm saying here to the Cape Malay people who come here, or the Xhosa people here, whatever, listen here, this castle wasn't built by Van Riebeeck and 60 sailors. Your forefathers were the builders, the bricklayers, the carpenters who built this castle. So we find a common ground and then, you know, build in programs around that. So on Saturday, we'll have the minstrels here. You know, the minstrels have a particular slave and colonial history. So it's not that they come and celebrate the history, but that they commemorate and connect with the past, so that young kids, old kids can learn about history, sweet and sour, you know, bitter and sweet, can in a fun way they can deal with that history.
Calvin, the castle is a very interesting building and structure in terms of what we see. And someone's asking you, please ask why the castle is such in a continuous dismal state of repair. And I asked this person, what part of the castle and when last were you there? John in Woodstock. And he says, well, I drive past there regularly. John clearly hasn't been inside the castle for a very, very long time.
Yes, I want to say, Lester, thanks for coming up for us. Are they talking about that Strand Street, Castle Street corner? Where the homeless people are living, you know, unfortunate people, they are not as well off as John or as Lester or as Calvin, and so they live there. And there was various attempts to move them to better spaces, but they are there, and we need to deal with the issue. So we engage them, like yesterday, and my workers cleaned the moat on that corner, and some of them were aggressive, they are human beings, so we need to deal with them. But if John comes in and he look at the
John should definitely come in and see what's happening on the inside.
He must come tomorrow for free.
John can go for free. Go seek out Calvin and you can have a conversation there about what's happening at the castle. But Calvin Gilfallon is the CEO of the castle John, go. It's free. Go, John. Go to the castle tomorrow. You can see what's actually happening inside to preserve the history and celebrate and learn from some of Cape Town's history.